All right, Cade, so like we all know that we all had you in 3 for 3 to start the year. That was common knowledge. And you're doing it. Rode really well. How much better was this than San Francisco? Like, was it just like a totally amazing, so much better, or was this, did it kind of suck this one too?
No, the main and this one didn't suck. The heat race kind of sucked. It just kind of sucks going into it blind because you just don't know exactly what you're going to get. I would say every time I rode the track, it was completely different. In first practice, it was sick. The next practice, like, I went 3 seconds slower than in free practice, but I still had to jump all the jumps. I did all the stuff. It was just dumb. And the heat race was just, it was really hard for me because I didn't want to crash after leading and blow it. And I kind of knew who was behind me and stuff like that and who I qualified in front of. So, because the pit boards didn't work, so I really had no idea.
So I was, so you were in ninth and kind of had a little gap. You're good?
I was in sixth for the longest time. And then I had like 3 people pass me at once. Or I was in fifth and 3 people passed me and I was in eighth. And I was watching Vince and AC battle behind me. And I was just like, I don't really got to worry about it. Vince is just going to clean him out. So, I kind of knew where I was and was trying to just be smart about it because I knew I was going pretty slow.
Back to my question, this was actually a raceable track compared to last week, which was just a shit show.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, the track in the main was actually really good. I mean, we had basically 2 lines around the whole thing that you could go fast in. So, yeah, this one was way better. I would choose this a million times. It was just hard because this one is, like, super hard and slippery, and the last one was just super thick mud. Like, if you got in a rut last week, you were fine. It didn't matter if you were in a rut this time. You could easily lose the front. And the rocks, dude, were so big.
Oh, were they, yeah?
Oh, they were massive, yeah.
Well, it's a good start to the season for you, right? I mean, I don't know. The main event, I think you got 18th. Like, it is what we talked about in the Pulp Show last week. You didn't get to apply any of that out there. It was kind of a disaster. Also, a lot of factory guys were lappers. And a lot of them were using the blue flag to pass dudes. It was, and guys were moving over for the fact it was a weird race.
Yeah, I mean, nobody could use a pit board, right? Yeah. So we didn't really know who was coming, who was behind me. So I was trying to understand. Like, I knew Mookie and Christian were behind me. But besides that, I didn't know any other factory guys were behind me. I think there was one guy that was behind me that I let by that I shouldn't have. But it is what it is. So I felt like I rode the main better this week than A1. I was just like, I tried to still attack. I got really tight. I slammed into Vince, and then we were battling, and I was like, damn, that was a bad idea. I didn't know exactly what I was going to get. I didn't even know what position I was in. I was just trying to click off my laps and focus on me, and the worst part of that whole race was jumping the triple every lap.
It looked like it to me, too, from the press box, so yeah.
Yeah, the corner was just slick, and at one point the rut split, and we were going, like, guys were going 2 different ways, and that's the worst, because if, like, something happens, and you front goes in one, you're, like, it's too late to let off, so...
Well, good job, man. 3 for 3. Triple crown next week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I would have made it this week, too. I got 18.
Let's do that again.
So, thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Cade.